Earth, sky.
All living things do get sick with parasites. It's a very major threat to the lives of organisms in the wild, and there's very strong selection pressure for organisms to find ways to deal with these threats. Animals in general can use nature out there to treat their diseases and get rid of parasites. And when you think about it, there's this huge variety of plants, and a lot of animals use plants as their food. So in a way, it makes a lot of sense that there should be pressure for these organisms to evolve ways in which they can use that food to treat their diseases.
You're listening to Jaap de Rode, assistant professor at Emory University and head of the de Rode Research Group. He recently discovered that butterflies use medicinal plants when they're sick. In a lab experiment, he found that infected female monarch butterflies flock to a particular species of plant called tropical milkweed. This plant helps rid the monarch butterfly's young of parasites. Dr. de Rode spoke with Earth Sky's Beth Lebwohl.
So you recently suggested that animals use medication. At least you found that to be the case with monarch butterflies and a plant called milkweed. Can you tell us more? What's the evidence here?
What we have found is when you rear monarchs on different species of milkweed, those milkweeds will affect how sick the monarchs will get.
Well, what do you mean that how sick they'll get? Do they start out sick?
Well, so monarchs are often infected with a parasite, Ophryocystis electroscira. It's a parasite that only infects monarch butterflies. Those monarch butterflies won't live as long. They don't fly as well. They don't mate as well. They don't lay as many eggs over their lifetime. So there's very clear effects of this parasite on the monarch. It can really make them sick.
Okay, so that brings us to your research. What did you find about the relationship between monarch butterflies, milkweed, and this parasite?
We immediately said, well, this is very interesting. What if monarchs can actually tell that different milkweeds will do different things to their offspring or to themselves? If they know that certain species of milkweed will make them less sick than other species, can they actually preferentially use these milkweeds as a way of medication, as a way to treat their own disease? And so we did two experiments to follow up this question. In the first experiment, we infected caterpillars with the parasite, and then we provided them with a choice between these two milkweed species. In other words, they were able to decide which species of milkweed they were going to eat. We gave them swamp milkweed and tropical milkweed, the two species we used before, and what we found is that the caterpillars make no distinction between these species. They have no preference for one species or the other. So they eat 50% of their diet from the tropical milkweed and 50% of their diet came from swamp milkweed, whether they are infected with the parasite or not. And that taught us that the caterpillars themselves cannot cure themselves of disease. They cannot treat their own disease. And so the next question was then, okay, let's look at the adult butterflies, because it's really the butterfly mothers that determine what their offspring will eat. They are the ones that lay the eggs on specific species of milkweed out there in nature, and thereby they determine what their offspring will eat. And so we thought, what if these monarch butterflies can preferentially lay their eggs on those plants that are medicinal, that will cure their offspring of disease when they're infected? And so in this experiment, what we did, we again reared monarchs. Some of them we left uninfected, some of them.
Now, this is adults we're talking about. These are actual butterflies, not caterpillars, correct?
Right, but to get the adult butterflies, we first had to rear the caterpillars. So we infected those, or we left them uninfected. We then reared them to adulthood, and at that point we had some uninfected adults and some infected adults. Well, then we mated them with uninfected males, because we're specifically interested in the female butterflies that lay the eggs. And then what we did is simply take one of those butterflies, put it in a big cage, and in the big cage we put one swamp milkweed, one tropical milkweed, and then we leave the butterfly in there for 2 hours, and then we go back and simply count the number of eggs that they laid on either of those two species.
And just as a reminder to our listeners, the tropical milkweed is the healing one, right?
That is right. The tropical milkweed is the medicinal one. The swamp milkweed is not. Okay, and so what we found in this case when we went back is that the infected butterflies laid a lot more of their eggs on the tropical milkweed, the medicinal milkweed, than on swamp milkweed. But we found that the uninfected monarchs had no preference. They laid 50% of their eggs on one species of milkweed and 50% on the other.
Okay, so your real finding that you published in Ecology Letters in 2010 is that adult monarch butterflies can actually, if they're sick with a parasite, they can actually select the appropriate milkweed that will reduce the parasite load in them, but really make their offspring better.
That is right. And so what is really interesting about it, I think, is that when the adult butterfly is infected with the parasite, it cannot do anything about it anymore. The parasite has already grown inside the butterfly. It's already produced a lot of parasite offspring on the outside of the butterfly. And the butterfly cannot get rid of it at that point. It also cannot prevent the transmission of those parasites from its own body to the eggs that it's laying on milkweed. So it cannot prevent that. So it cannot prevent the future infection of her offspring. But apparently what these butterflies can do is lay those eggs for the caterpillars that are going to become infected on a plant species that will reduce the parasite growth and thereby reduce the disease symptoms in those offspring.
It's actually a very motherly kind of act, right? It's not so much for the mother, but for the children.
That's exactly right. So the mother doesn't cure herself. She really excels in this maternal care where she provides her offspring with the medication that they need.
So how do the butterflies know to use this plant as medicine?
So this is a very good question. How do these butterflies know what to do? How do they know which species is medicinal, which one is not? How do they make the decision how to use these plants? And this is really a question we haven't got an answer to yet. This is something we're really interested in finding out. We have a hypothesis, and the idea is that monarchs can smell these different plants. They're very good at finding milkweed, so there must be some cues there that they can smell that tell them this is milkweed, this is a good plant for me to lay eggs on. So our hypothesis is that milkweeds can determine, based on smell, which plants they should go to. Now, the other thing that monarchs do is when they go to a plant, they will land on top of the plant and they will actually taste the plant. And they do this partly with their feet. They have little taste receptors in their feet. They will tap the leaves and thereby determine whether the milkweed is suitable to lay an egg on. So we think it's a combination of smell and taste that lets the monarch know this is a good plant to lay eggs on. This may have medicinal properties.
So what does your finding suggest about animal behavior or even evolution? What can you put this into the bigger picture for us?
Definitely. So parasites are a very major threat to all living things. And there is very strong selection pressure for organisms to find ways to deal with these threats. And of course, one very well known one is the immune system that we use to fight pathogens and disease-causing agents. Now, what this suggests to us is that there's also these behavioral ways in which animals in general can use nature out there to treat their diseases and get rid of parasites. And when you think about it, when you go out there is this huge variety of plants, and a lot of animals use plants as their food. So in a way, it makes a lot of sense that there should be pressure for these organisms to evolve ways in which they can use that food to treat their diseases.
So does this, you've sort of answered the question, does monarch butterflies' use of medicinal plants have relevance for humans?
I think what we could do is look at this animal world and just basically see how do all these animals cope with their diseases? What plants do they use to cure themselves and their offspring of diseases? And if we can find that, can we go to those plants to determine the chemicals that provide this protection? And can we use those chemicals to create new drugs for our own diseases?
You've been listening to Jaap de Rode of Emory University. He specializes in the study of butterflies. To subscribe to this and other free science interview podcasts, visit the subscribe page at earthsky.org. I'm Deborah Bird. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.